Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a world dominated by fast-paced technology and instant gratification, the furry intellects of Shiba society remind us that sometimes it's wise to take things slow. A recent surge in slow-play strategy games within the canine cosmos has caught our attention. Shibas, known for their cunning and fox-like visage, are unsurprisingly at the forefront of this mind-bending trend, distinguishing themselves once again in leisurely contests of tactical genius. Sit, stay, strategize. At the heart of this phenomenon lies the Shiba's innate desire for cerebral challenge. Sniffing out the strategy is the new bark about town, with Shibas gathering in serene parks and even online in virtual dojos, where the more hasty hounds are taught a lesson in patience and foresight. These Shiba strategy sessions are not just a casual wag walk in the park, they are intricate dances of the mind, as every paw placement and nose nudge represents a calculated move in the grand game of dog wardom. One might wonder why these Shiba savants are swapping the fast-paced thrills of fetch for the thoughtful throes of strategy games. It's all about the long game, explains Professor Barkenstein, a Shiba strategist who specializes in the game Go Fetch Slowly. Unlike the rapid reflexes required in traditional fetch, Go Fetch Slowly encourages players to plot the path of the stick several moves ahead, weighing each potential fetch against possible future tosses. A digital bone to pick. Meanwhile, tech-enthusiastic Shibas have created online platforms for slower-paced board games that have garnered a massive following. With names like Paulitics, The Art of Gentle Yielding, these games involve complex decision-making, pushing the envelope on what it means to be a smart Shiba in the 21st century. Not content with mere bones and balls, these intellectual pups are writing algorithms for AI opponents that challenge the finest furry minds. Involving a delicate balance between aggressive tail chasing and passive paw polishing, chess with treats has emerged as a crowd pleaser. According to chess grandmaster Wolfsart, in chess with treats, every move has a flavor, and patience tastes like victory. The game pieces are edible, and players are only allowed a nibble upon successfully capturing an opponent's piece, introducing an element of self-control that has both Shiba spectators and contenders drooling in anticipation. The Tournament of Tails. The crescendo of this strategic saga is the annual Tournament of Tails, a spectacle where the most cerebral Shibas pit their wits against one another. Here, slow play is celebrated as an art form and a science, with games lasting hours, sometimes even days, as the canine competitors ponder and plot in their quest for the grand prize, a golden leash emblematic of intellectual superiority. The fame of these strategic Shibas has not escaped the notice of the paparazzi, with each Tournament of Tails more widely broadcasted than the last. Viral videos of particularly sly moves cause ripples across the dognet, ensuring these brainy tail waggers are trending consistently. The slow play strategy games have created a subculture that is both deeply fascinating and meme-friendly. Memes featuring Shibas making monumental moves, with catchphrases like, "He who paws last, paws longest," and "All bark and no think, you're on the brink," have exploded in popularity, providing endless entertainment coupled with a smidgen of life philosophy. As the winds of change howl through the alleyways and digital domains where these strategy games flourish, one thing remains clear. The Shiba Inu, with its preference for paws over pounce, demonstrates a unique resilience and adaptability. The sophisticated society of Shibas leads the way, casting aside the breakneck pace of the modern world for the rewarding realm of slow play strategy. So, next time you toss a ball to a Shiba, don't expect the immediate scamper of paws. Instead, be prepared for the calculating gaze of a strategist plotting the ultimate game of fetch.